That, let's go ahead and call this meeting of the Public Utilities Commission to order. It's August 31st, 2009. We've only got one item on the agenda, so let's go ahead and get to it. I am Dusty Johnson. Joining me at this meeting are Commissioner Steve Kolbeck and Gary Hansen. Electric item number one is EL09-016. This deals with Otter Tail Power's request to levelize the fuel adjustment clause rider rate for September 2009 through December 2009. Let's go ahead and hear from the applicant, the petitioner, Otter Tail. Go ahead.
Thank you. Thank you, Chair Johnson and commissioners. The reason for this request and the short notice of the request is that when we calculate our monthly fuel adjustment clause rate, typically a few days before the end of the month, and we calculated it, put it, and filed it, and then realized that it had a dramatic change for customers. They had a negative almost 0.007 cents per kilowatt hour, and this would have raised it to a positive 0.007. And upon consultation with South Dakota staff, we decided it was prudent to request a levelization of the fuel adjustment charge to try and minimize the impact on customers. We filed a letter on Thursday, and I don't know if the commissioners have a copy of that letter in front of them, but we had in that letter we filed a graph showing the impact of what would have happened if we had left the fuel adjustment charge as it calculated and what we're proposing, which will levelize the fuel adjustment charge. The reason for this swing is in July we put in our new base cost of energy rate, which caused a negative cost of energy, and while at the same time the over under calculation lags the monthly by roughly 3 months, and so we went negative in the month of July, and now it's catching up with us. We didn't collect enough in July and August to cover what's in the over-under. And so we would have had to spike it to collect it quickly. What we're proposing is flattening that out and taking a little longer to collect that. It's something if we had probably spent more time focusing on during our rate case, we might have proposed having a flatter FAC charge in starting in July with final rates. I think this will help because it cushion the blow to customers, but yet over time it should work its way through. I don't know if commissioners have questions beyond that. I can go to whatever level of detail you desire.
Thanks, Mr. Bython. At this time, we'll turn towards staff. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioner. This is Bob Cannon from staff. What this is going to do is smooth the effect on the customer. It's not going to allow the company to over-collect any money in a fuel adjustment charge. They're just going to recoup their cost dollar for dollar with the carrying charge on the over and under. And if the commission doesn't go with this proposal or accept the proposal that we have filed before you now, I believe that the next month fuel adjustment charge is going to be a fairly substantial charge like it is for this month. Then it's going to drop down. If you see on the chart, it's going to be high for 2 months, and then it's going to drop down. And so, you know, I got together with the company essentially, and we came up with this proposal to alleviate, you know, that big change in the fuel adjustment charge. And if you have any questions, I guess I'd be happy to answer those. And staff would recommend approval of this request. Okay. Less than 30 days notice.
Okay, thank you. Commissioner, advisor questions? You know, and this is for either Mr. Bython or Mr. Knadel. I mean, I understand what's being asked. I mean, I get it. I mean, I think the smoothing makes a ton of sense. What I'm not sure I completely understand is how we got here. And I think Mr. Bython tried to kind of walk through where there was needed to be a correction. But Mr. Knadel, maybe we'll give you a shot to add to anything he might have said.
Well, I believe it relates to the over and under recovery. That's calculated, like you said, there's a 3-month lag in that. and the base cost of fuel and oil and under is 0.01546. And then when we went to the new, what we did was we rolled all the fuel adjustment charge into the base rate, so essentially zeroed it out in the rate case, bringing the rate to 0.02844, I believe. And where the change comes about, I mean, the fuel adjustment is calculated in the same way, but when you come to the top sheet, it calculates on what's in the base rates. That's where the problem comes into it, because you're calculating that base rate at a higher rate than you were before, and that's where we came about by we had a negative fuel adjustment charge, and so the over and under reflects that negative, and so that's where the problem comes into it, because they're not both the base rates and the over and under, the three-month lag, and the new base rate are on the same level. When they become the same level, then the fuel adjustment charge shouldn't change too much from that base rate. And it's hard to explain. I mean, I don't know if that helps you out anymore or not.
So is it just that when everything was zeroed out and then the next month, you know, there needed to be an adjustment to the fuel clause, and because everyone was looking at sort of just a one-month snapshot as opposed to the lagging 3 months and what needed to be done to even that out, the number was set at the wrong level, or am I still on the wrong path here?
Commissioner, this is Pete Bython, if you don't mind.
Yeah, go ahead.
The numbers are set at the correct level. I think we were so focused on the new number that we forgot that the lagging 3 months are still calculated on the old number. In essence, you're measuring how much did you collect in those lagged months.
I gotcha.
And we had a substantial change in our base cost of energy. I think typically you wouldn't see this kind of thing happen when the base changes slightly, but it's been 20 years since we've changed our base.
Okay, I gotcha.
Fuel costs are up a lot.
So here's the analogy that now makes sense. So now tell me if I'm wrong. Over a three-month period, let's say you wanted to collect $90, you know, through the fuel clause, and you know, in a perfect world where it was unchanging, you would have collected $30 in each of those last 3 months. But because the old fuel clause was set at, we'll say, 20, and so you had a couple of months at 20, and then you had 1 month at 30, then as a result, boom, you get to the point instead of collecting 90, you actually collected 70, and now you got to make some sort of a true up to collect that. Is that right or no?
That's correct.
That would be correct. Except for the difference you're talking about here is, you know, substantial difference between the two, almost double the fuel cost and the base rates. That's what makes that swing that much bigger.
Yeah, I understand that a little bit better now. Other questions or comments from commissioners or advisors?
I just have one, probably for staff. if we do this 0.001 and then 0.002, then I see where the lines are matching in February of 10 on the applicant's chart number one. Do you have that?
Yes, I do.
Okay. How confident are we that that matchup in February of 10 is going to happen? Are there any other extenuating circumstances that could affect this?
Yeah, I believe there could be, but they're going to still file their monthly fuel adjustment charge, and you can monitor this. And if it appears that, you know, it's going to be a big swing again, we can come before the commission. I mean, that's my intention to do is they'll still fire the monthly fuel adjustment charge, and we can see what the over and under balance is and how it works out on the, you know, the existing calculation. And then if it appears that it's going to, you know, be a big swing, and then we can look at it at that point in time. I mean, it's all going to depend on, you know, a lot of it depends on if their coal plants are running at full bore, and they have, you know, three coal plants or four, or, you know, if one of them go down for maintenance and they have to buy market power, what the price of that market power is. So there's a lot of variables in that.
Okay. So, but we're fairly confident that this, well, I guess answer me that. Are we fairly confident that this is a one-time deal, or is this something, since the rate has taken effect, that we may have to do once or twice a year?
No, I think it should be once it levels out so everything's on the same base, you know, it should be able to just go as it has in the past. We shouldn't have to come back before, unless there's some substantial thing that happens, like the Big Stone plant, for example, would go out for a long period of time or something like that.
Okay.
And the market power that they have to purchase is substantially higher than that cost.
Okay. So basically our trigger for why this happened would be the rate case.
Yeah, it'd be the big swing. We didn't take account of the difference in the base cost. You know, if we would have in July, they had a negative fuel adjustment in July and August, which was about 0.005 and 0.006. If we would have taken care of it in the rate case, the fuel adjustment charge would have probably been closer to zero, and we wouldn't have this big swing until they're both on the same level of base cost.
Okay, thank you.
Other questions, comments?
Commissioner, this is Greg Ristlev. I'd like to thank Mr. Bython for explaining that because I'm struggling with it on Friday afternoon, but I appreciate your explanation. And I would tell Commissioner Kohlbecker suggests that utilities have come in from time to time to smooth out a fuel clause in the way you suggest, but it's a fairly rare event. But it has happened, for instance, when Big Stone went down a number of years ago and was out of service for a considerable period of time, it did happen. But I guess Mr. Canale would probably tell you it would be an unexpected circumstance.
This is Dave Jacobson, the commission staff. I just have one question. I really haven't reviewed this, but for Mr. Bython, have sales deviated from what you expected them to be over the past 3 months?
Commissioners, Mr. Jacobson, the sales have been somewhat lower, but our South Dakota sales haven't been dramatically lower.
Okay. Thank you.
Some impact, but not a lot.
Other questions, comments?
Mr. Chairman, I do not have any questions. I just have a comment.
Yeah, go ahead.
Just like to compliment staff for coming up with the proposal, if that's what took place, and thank Otter Tail Power for putting it together. I think this will eliminate some of the confusion and challenges for citizens. I appreciate them going to the effort.
That's a great point. I have another question for Mr. Bython. This is Commissioner Johnson. This is more out of curiosity's sake. Have you had many contacts from consumers curious about a negative fuel adjustment charge?
Commissioner, we don't usually have too many contacts when their bill is reduced by a negative fuel clause.
That's the way it always is, isn't it?
Yeah, and that's understandable. I think that's would be pretty typical, and we appreciate the ability to work with staff on this issue, and I think we've come up with a good solution here.
Well, and I just didn't know if because this is the last couple of months have been a rather unusual outcome, not unprecedented. I mean, it certainly does happen from time to time in any given utility, particularly right on the heels of a rate case when you're sort of resetting what's in the base rates. But I suppose most people just don't want to, if they think it's a mistake in billing, they don't want to raise a lot of questions about it. So, all right, other questions, comments? With that, is there any commission action? And Otter Tail did note it in their filing that they are asking for approval with less than 30 days' notice, and so if someone's got a motion, that might be an appropriate part of it.
I'll give it a shot here. EL09-016, a motion that the commission allow Otter Tail Power Company to deviate from their established fuel adjustment clause calculation with less than 30 days' notice.
Motion has been made. No second is required. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, we'll proceed to vote. Hanson?
Aye.
Kohlbeck?
Aye.
Johns votes aye. Motion carries 3-0. Thank you very much, Mr. Bython, Mr. Knadel, and everyone else. Thanks.
Thank you, Commissioners.